The war in Iraq has provided ample material for authors, filmmakers, and now, as it turns out, for a choreographer who is a former Marine. Homecoming is a dance performance inspired by letters from loved ones and relatives to U.S. troops serving in Iraq. It opens with three women dancing to the words of a letter from a girlfriend to a soldier in Fallujah.
I miss you. I miss us. I miss everything about the life we used to live together. I know that we're still together in spirit, but I miss the physical reality of you.
The choreographer and former Marine sergeant is Roman Baca, and he joins us now from Hartford, Connecticut. Sergeant Baca, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
How did your fellow Marines respond to your background? I'm wondering what they made of your background, because there probably aren't a lot of people in the Marines who are ballet dancers.
No, they're not. When I was in boot camp, I confided in three of my comrades and told them that I was a ballet dancer and showed them some pictures. And two of them were very interested and very intrigued by it. And the third one never spoke to me again.
You were deployed to active duty in Iraq, in Fallujah, and it was at a time you arrived, I guess, not long after Operation Phantom Fury, which is when the Marines attempted to clear Fallujah. At the time when you were going through that, did you think that you might try to process this when you returned through your art?
I didn't think of it at all until halfway through the deployment. I was standing post with my roommate, Sergeant D'Amico, and we were talking about the things that we would do when we got home, and it came up that I was a dancer, and I started telling him about this story that I wanted to tell, and I didn't know how he would take it. And the next day we showed up on post, he had a pen and a piece of paper, and he looked at me and he said, "We're going to write this down so that we can get this done."
And is that what eventually evolved and became Homecoming?
In theory, yes, it is. On getting home, stories of wives and of mothers and of girlfriends losing their Marine or their soldier to battle and having to deal with that, or having to deal with them being so far away and having children, it resonated with me. And I felt that focusing on them would in turn highlight the soldier, but tell the story from a very human view.
In listening to the narrative as you're watching the dancers, there's a very moving letter where we hear about a couple who fought right before their separation in his deployment. Let's take a quick listen.
I am really sad that we didn't part on the best of terms. I'm really disappointed that I never shared my feelings.
And what you see there is someone dancing, and you see the longing in that dancing. Is that part of what you were trying to do, is to help people understand the human toll of this?
Yes, to have them open their eyes and look at the person next to them and open their heart to what they might be going through.
Well, Sergeant Baca, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you very much for coming to talk to us about your production of Homecoming. All the best to you.
Michelle, thank you. It's been nice to talk to you, too.
Roman Baca is the artistic director of the Exit 12 Dance Company and choreographer of Homecoming. The dance will be performed again next month in New York City, and you can see video of this dance performance online at npr.org. Just click on Programs and go to All Things Considered.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.